Tariff brinkmanship and a demilitarized nation's security gambit. Canada's retaliatory tariffs are set to take effect Tuesday, and President Trump told reporters Friday he would probably respond, a word that preserves flexibility while signaling the White House will not absorb the move quietly. Canada's tariff strategy follows the standard retaliatory playbook, targeting goods from politically sensitive U.S. states such as Kentucky bourbon and Ohio auto parts to maximize congressional pressure. The problem, analysts note, is that the strategy assumes the administration responds to that pressure in conventional ways. The economic stakes are substantial in both directions. Canada sends roughly 75% of its exports to the United States, a dependency Ottawa views as a vulnerability. But the United States imports approximately 60% of its crude oil from Canada, meaning any tariff structure broad enough to catch energy creates immediate cost pass-throughs to American consumers, a political risk for the administration. The USMCA sits in the background, its dispute resolution mechanisms bypassed as both sides reach for unilateral tools, a sign, observers say, of political frustration that trade law alone cannot resolve. In a separate and striking development, Costa Rican President Laura Fernandez told Reuters this week that U.S. ground operations on her country's soil would boost security, an extraordinary statement from a nation that abolished its military in 1948. She immediately hedged the remark, no concrete plans exist, and any arrangement would require legislative approval. The driver is cartel transit activity. Costa Rica has increasingly become a corridor for drug and human trafficking networks moving product toward U.S. markets, with violence levels that would have been unthinkable a decade ago. Fernandez's overture fits within the broader Trump administration effort to securitize the Western Hemisphere, which has included pressure on Colombia, rhetoric about the Panama Canal, and various Central American migration enforcement agreements. However, Costa Rica's legislature, which includes significant left-of-center representation, is unlikely to approve foreign troop operations on national soil quickly or quietly. The conversation, if Washington responds formally, is expected to span months of debate. A separate guilty plea this week from a smuggler who moved migrants through a cartel-engineered border tunnel illustrated why the security calculus is shifting. The tunnel was described as a sophisticated, resource-intensive infrastructure project, a cartel behaving, as one analysis put it, like a contractor rather than a street gang.